Jane is a loving child, but Peggy is a lot...
meaner?
Oh, no, she loves you more.
Oh. Sweeter.
Would you ever use another word that means more loving? Is that, or what does that mean, more loving?
More loving? Yeah, well, that's a word. She's more loving than Peggy.
Would you ever say she's a lot lovinger or something like that?
She's more loving, not a lot loving. Just in that way.
Could she be more lovinger?
More loving. More loving. That don't sound like a word.
All right. Well, now, your brother's son is called your what?
My nephew.
And a child that's lost his father and mother is called a...
father's and mother's child.
And so he's a what? It's a child that's lost both parents is a...
a parentless child? I don't know the name of what.
Well, they give a call something like an or...
orphanage?
Is that a child that's lost both his parents?
They don't have to be, they can have parents in the orphanage if you don't want them.
Oh, really?
Really.
All right. Well, now, what's the place that they could live in?
In the home, most of them put them up for adoption when, you know, you have them.
But until they get adopted, they live in an institution called what?
I can't say. Orphanage home? No, it's not that. It's orphanage home.
Tell what you call
it. I'll say it, but that's not the right word. I can't think right now. Most of them put them in boys' home or girls' home until they find, but it's got a real name, but I can't think of it right now.
Well, a person, if an orphan is looked after, you know, it's called its legal what?
Godparents.
Is that what you call a person who looks after?
Godparents.
And if you have a lot of cousins and nephews and nieces around, you say, the town is full of my...
kin people, my kin folks.
And would you use the same word for your parents and grandparents?
Yeah, kin folk are relatives, it's the same.
And what about people living in your house with you? People live here. Are they...
family, this is the family.
And, well, you might say, if I ask you, you know, if somebody else came in and I asked about it, you'd say, yes, she has the same family name as I do, and does look a little bit like me, but I'm actually, what?
Her parent.
No, if...
she's I'm actually no kin to her.
And, someone who comes to town and no one's ever seen him before, he's a...
stranger.
And would it make any difference in how far he'd come from?
No, he's just strange, he's a stranger.
If he was from a different country?
If he was from just a different town, if I didn't know him, he's still a stranger.
And what would you ever use the word foreigner?
Well, now, if he was from another country, he'd be a foreigner. But he's from another town, he'd be a stranger. He's a foreigner and a stranger if he's from another country.
All right. And what was the name of the mother of Jesus?
Mary.
And do you know the name of George Washington's wife?
No, I can't say I do right now.
What are some other names of girls that start with M?
Martha.
And do you know some others?
Yeah, a lot of others, but you need any more?
Now, you know, there's some girls named Helen, but they call them a word that starts with N.
Nancy?